Winnipeg animator and home ownership activist Ed Ackerman is the subject of a new feature film, the documentary Special Ed. The film premiered at Toronto's Hot Docs Festival and opens in Winnipeg on Thursday, October 17th at Cinematheque. John Paskovich is the director of Special Ed, and he joins me now in the studio. Welcome, John.
Hi, Karen.
So the film begins in 2008 with an alphabet animation project that Ed was creating for the National Film Board. And the project would teach children to read and write. And this was initially going to be the focus of your documentary. Can you talk about why you were interested in that project?
Well, in about 2006, I was working at the National Film Board in one editing room, and Ed was working on his animation project in another editing room. And a few times a day, he would ask me how to spell words. And I asked him if he had a problem spelling, and he said, yes, I've had a problem spelling, you know, ever since I started school. And so I asked Ed if his animation focus on animating letters of the alphabet had anything to do with his problem spelling, and he said absolutely. So I was thinking that possibly making a film on Ed and a spelling problem, and Ed wanting to help young kids who had spelling problems would be a useful thing to do. And so I started filming him, and then he was let go by the National Film Board. And so I continued filming him. He was still working on his animation project. He was hoping to get private money to invest in this film, but that never happened. One of the reasons was that the stock market crashed, and a second reason was I think Ed himself.
So the film changes then, and it follows Ed through his home renovation projects and some struggles he's having with the city and with construction, that sort of thing. Can you talk about how the focus of the film changed?
Well, as I was filming Ed working on his animation on his house, as I was working on filming Ed with his animation, he started animating his house. He strung up giant letters which he salvaged from the Safeway store and the Sand store that was on Portage Avenue, and he hung them up in his house. And I was intrigued by that. In fact, I was absolutely surprised by that. So I followed that along. And then Ed had hopes of turning that house with all the letters hanging from from the roof and also the outside walls. He was hoping to turn it into an animation studio. So it still had to do with animation, the film. And I was also hoping he could get private investment involved. And so I continued filming, and then I was also intrigued because Ed, once he got private money, hoped to travel to China and India, where he hoped, in fact, he was absolutely sure that his animation project would help help Chinese kids and Indian kids read and write English. So I was intrigued by Ed's his ambitions, and also, of course, his eccentricities.
In talking about his original film project, Once Upon a Typewriter, Ed talks about how the letters of the alphabet come together to form words, and then he compares this to how humans and how we need to come together to create something meaningful. And I thought that this idea was captured in some of the scenes that you had shot in Ed's neighborhood, in the Central Park neighborhood that's around, it's around the university. Can you talk about what Ed brought to the neighborhood in terms of creating community or bringing people together?
Yeah, where Ed lived, are all the Central Park area. That's a very rough area. And before Ed bought the house, the house was boarded up, but there was still a back lot and there was a laneway, and all kinds of bad things happened around that house. There was a mattress around the house, behind the house, where prostitutes would ply their trade. There was all kinds of alcoholism happening, addicts, and all kinds of bad things. When Ed bought the house and started working on it, all that went away. And Ed was always on his property. He was always fixing something or breaking something, and he was always talking with the neighbors, and his neighbors liked him.
And I know from when I was in the neighborhood, I remember that house. It was quite I think the main one with the letters on it. Mm. You know, it was really a neighborhood landmark. And I think it's really important for the neighborhood too, is when there's people around. It's a very vibrant neighborhood, and I know there's been some improvements with Central Park, and it seems that there are, you know, a lot more people on the street, and that's one of the feelings I got from the movie, that it really captured a lot of the good things about the neighborhood,
right,
and,
right.
and the people wanting to build community.
Yeah. Ed was valuable that way. Absolutely.
In the film, at one point, Ed's son Brandon, who's working with him, talks about how Ed has a hard time finishing things. Did you ever feel that in making a movie about Ed, it would never get finished?
Yes. In fact, many people have joked with me about Ed's never-ending story. I filmed him over a period of 3 years, and I was often asked, when are you going to finish the Ed film? And if I wanted to, I could still be filming Ed, because he's on all kinds of adventures and misadventures as I speak.
Another thing that the film really shows is I think Ed's struggles, but also his perseverance or stubbornness, whatever you want to call it, with, you know, with his homes and the renovations, because it's quite complicated what he's doing. But then also, you know, with other groups, with the city and that sort of thing. How does Ed inspire you as a filmmaker?
Well, Ed actually doesn't inspire me. What Ed has taught me to do. No, what Ed has taught me is what not to do.
And what's that?
Well, if you don't have any carpentry skills, don't work on your house. It'll only make things worse in the long run. If you haven't got any electrical skills, please do not work on your house.
So when you were filming inside these houses, because I know there were problems with flooding, there's problems with fire safety, with electrical. Was it safe to be in the houses while you were in there?
I survived. Ed survived. There were a few close calls. I think more for Ed than me.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you both made it out.
Thank you. I am as well.
Thank you for coming down today, John.
I enjoyed this, Karen. Thank you.
I've been speaking to Winnipeg filmmaker John Paskevich, and the documentary film Special Ed opens at Winnipeg Cinematheque on Thursday, October 17th. And there's more information on the movie at specialedmovie.com. And you're listening to Mud and Water on CKUW 95.9 FM.